if you're with us early, we're going to try to play a joke on some of our listeners. We have a Dr. Phil. I can't stand a Dr. Phil. That bald... He looks like Turco.
He's from the Oprah KUSI. Show, and he's got his own show now from, like, what, 3:30 to 4? Giving advice on relationships and families and the whole thing.
In the past, we've done the soundboards with Jack Black. Last week, we did Miss Cleo, had Miss Cleo call people.
Dr.
Morning,
Evil.
We're having you call Dr. Phil. Oh, we lost that woman.
Oh,
on
no.
Line one.
She's two.
She's on two?
She's on two.
Okay, because I want to talk to the woman.
We lost the guy.
Well, this morning, we're going to try out Dr. Phil, the soundboard, on one of our 91X listeners and see if she buys it and really thinks that she's talking to Dr. Phil. All right, you ready? There's no way in hell this is going to work, but let's try. 91X, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm okay.
Very good, very
really
good.
Nervous.
Why are you a little nervous?
About talking to Dr. Phil. I just can't believe that this is going to happen.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, we're very happy to have him on. Now, I understand you're on a cell phone, and we have him on kind of a bad line, okay?
Okay.
So bear with us here, and hopefully he can help you with anything you have going on in your life. Do you watch Dr. Phil on Oprah?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, my girlfriend loves Dr. Phil.
Oh, we all do.
Yeah, I'm a Loveline guy. I'm an Adam and Dr. Drew guy.
I love them too, yeah.
The ladies, though, they love their Dr. Phil, and we have him on for you, okay?
Okay.
Again, bear with the line, and once again, what is your name?
Tracy.
Tracy, say hello to Dr. Phil.
Hi, Dr. Phil.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, boy.
How's it going?
It's going okay.
So how are you doing overall?
Not too good.
What is the problem?
Oh, boy. Well, there's a couple. I'm in a relationship with this guy for 5 years.
Yeah?
And, we just haven't took the final step to tie the knot. And
okay.
In the meantime, some things have popped up. My question is, what's about pornography? You know, what is the deal with men and pornography?
What is the problem?
Well, I'm not sure if it's his problem or my problem. I mean, is it pretty normal to be addicted to porn if you're a guy, or am I, you know...
Are you nuts? Get over it.
Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah.
That is pretty normal for guys to be addicted to porn.
Yes.
So I shouldn't really have a problem with...
No.
Wow.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
I'm sorry?
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
You want me to start living as a gay woman?
And I want you to start having a gay relationship.
Okay, you've just totally blown my mind. You're going to have to spell this out for me. Are you being... You don't really mean that.
Yes, and I want you to start having a gay relationship.
Dr. Phil!
Quit being mad at me and just love me again. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. It's a big deal for me. I
want you to start living as a gay woman.
And what would that solve? But I'm not a gay woman.
Are you having sex?
Sure.
Do you want a divorce?
Well, we haven't tied the knot.
How many children at home?
We have three.
Are you nuts?
Well, they're not ours. They're from my ex-husband.
Are you avoiding reality?
I think that maybe he's avoiding reality. I mean, porn is not reality. That's not living. That's not life.
You got to grow up.
I've got to grow up.
I want you to start living as a gay woman.
Tell me what you mean by that. You've just totally lost me.
And I want you to start having a gay relationship. Get over it.
Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah.
That is pretty normal for guys to be addicted to porn.
Yes.
So I shouldn't really have a problem with...
No.
Well, that's why I'm talking to you. I want you to tell me, because I don't know.
That's a load of crap.
Okay, you... This is a joke. This is a joke.
Hello?
Oh, my God.
We had to get rid of Dr. Phil. He was being very mean.
We got rid of Dr. Phil.
Oh, you guys got me really good. I'm like,